Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. And coming up on the 4th of July here in Washington, D.C., we celebrate the United States' 248th birthday. And every year we feature a different Capitol 4th concert extravaganza for the nation as we celebrate our country's birthday. And this year's no exception. They have brought out a great lineup of talent that are going to be performing on PBS television, including my guest here on Border Crossings today. It's Debbie Sledge from Sister Sledge.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Hello to you. Now, you know, looking at Sister Sledge's hits, a string of hits, 1979, We Are Family. Of course, you had Thinking of You and The Greatest Dancer as well. And other songs, you guys have been together for a long time. What has kept Sister Sledge together?
I think what has really kept Sister Sledge together is we do have a family love. We do watch out for each other. We have our problems like every family, but I think the music and the love has kept us together.
And whose decision, what made you decide we're going to do a family singing act?
Actually, it just sort of happened. I think God created us as a family singing act because we were just doing it for fun. And then we started getting asked to do it at different places, at different parties, different functions. And someone offered to pay us for it. And we said, hey, this
Why
is...
not?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you've been nominated for Grammys. You've had platinum and multi-platinum records and a string of gold hits as well. And you played Carnegie Hall. You played the White House. You've done everything that was probably on your to-do list, except the Capitol 4th. Now, that's coming up on the 4th of July. What does the 4th of July mean to you, to Sister Sledge?
Well, the 4th, for us, we're extremely excited. This is a historical moment for us because every fourth celebrates the independence of our nation. And that's big. That is really big for us. So we're extremely excited to be a part of the celebration. And we're hoping that everyone will join us in singing our anthem. And also just we're hoping to, be a part of that unity that happens.
Well, the last time I spoke to you, I had you on the show. You were a guest of mine back. You were touring with Casey and the Sunshine Band. It was a disco show, and it was in Virginia, and I went out to interview you. You didn't have brothers in the act then, but now you got your brothers in the act.
I actually have my sons.
Oh, your sons. Oh.
Yes. And this is very exciting. You can imagine I'm extremely excited. I have my daughter, Camille. And I have my nephew, who is my sister Joni's son. And I have my son, David. And I'm very extremely proud because it's a definite family business, a family affair. Some of my other sons are doing tour managing, and I'm just bursting with joy and pride in this. Because it's a answered prayer, actually. When they were young, I had to be away a lot. Mm-hmm. But now they're with me, and I'm just amazed at God.
It's only a matter of time before there's a brother sledge.
Yeah. They're calling themselves the Sledge Boys right now.
The Sledge Boys, I like that. I like that. That's great. Debbie Sledge with us here on Border Crossings, a real true music icon who is a part of a music movement that everybody knows around the world. It was a global sensation. It was disco. And a lot of artists today in the music world are influenced by the songs and the sounds that were created by Sister Sledge. How does that make you feel when somebody gives you credit for influencing their sound, or if they ever cover a Sister Sledge song?
We're very humbled and extremely happy. We're having a ball right now just doing these songs. We don't get tired of them ever. And we're extremely happy that it's really encouraging people. People are happy. I think that's been following us now, just joy. Mm-hmm. We're just having a great deal of joy. And we're seeing that spread in the audience.
Well, you know, you're going to be on stage along with a lot of other superstars. Smokey Robinson is coming to Washington, Fantasia Barrino, Sheila E. from, we know from, Glamorous Life, and we also know Sheila E. from Prince's band, Lauren Aldred, country star, and every year they have the Jack Everly Orchestra, the National Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jack Everly, and I always look forward to that, fireworks display that's second to none. You know, I put on the other TV channels along with PBS, and I see what's going on. DC's fireworks are by far the best. And so that's exciting that you're going to be here in DC this week for the 4th of July. And yes. So we're so thrilled to have you on, Debbie Sledge.
We are extremely thrilled and honored to be among such greats in the industry, in the music industry, and just celebrating our country.
Mm-hmm. Alfonso Ribeiro's made quite a name for himself, Dancing with the Stars, America's Funniest Videos, and now he's going to be hosting this event on the 4th of July.
We're so looking forward to that and seeing him. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
Well, every time I walk to work, you know, down Constitution Avenue and I pass the Capitol, I get especially excited this time of the year because they're building the stage. And then on the Capitol grounds, you know, for you guys to perform. And it takes a little bit of work to put that stage together. It's quite an elaborate production.
We are family. We are family. I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody.
What will people be seeing when they watch you perform on the 4th of July?
Well, they'll be seeing some very excited people up on that stage with huge smiles. And we'll be so happy to perform. We're hoping that we'll be able to meet all the other artists. And we're hoping that we can connect with the crowd of people celebrating. And I don't know. You're just going to see some excited people. We'll dance, dancing for our just with joy.
What's been the highlight for you in your career? Can you single out a highlight?
Well, there are so many, but I've just the places, the iconic places that we get to see, and also some of the music royalty that we get to meet. Okay, so we had a chance to perform with James Brown in Africa, the Rumble in the Jungle. We had a chance to meet Whitney Houston and perform with her on one of her concerts in Hong Kong. And Let's see, there's so many, but these things stand out. I mean, and this is going to be another one of them.
Do you remember where you were when We Are Family was number one? Do you remember when you heard it for the first time on the radio or somebody called you and said, "Hey, Debbie, this is number one"?
I we didn't know it was number one at the time, but we heard it on the radio while we were in a taxi in Germany.
Wow.
And it was during the Pittsburgh Pirates game, and the driver turned it on, and we could hear the entire crowd singing "We Are Family." That was so exciting. I mean, that we will never forget that.
How
That's
about
just
shows? Do you have a favorite place you like to perform? Because right now we're reaching 100 million people in many different countries around the world. And so, do you
that's
have
amazing.
places you like to perform?
Oh, that's amazing. I don't. I every place is new, so I can't imagine how this will be. It's just, well, we've been at some very huge crowds, and we're amazed that everyone knows that song. That's amazing.
Yes, it's
That
got
is
to be a
amazing.
real gratifying experience. You know, if you perform in another foreign country where they don't speak English, they know every word to We Are Family or all your songs, as a matter of fact. So that's got to be a real good feeling.
It is a great feeling, and it's also a feeling of family. It really is the world family. It's great.
Some people ask me, what are you gonna be? Why don't you go get a job?
How do you guys keep it together? Mom, sons, you got all the family. The dynamic of a family act is difficult because you see each other in another realm, another life, another world, your family life. And then you see them at work.
Well, I think we need a lot of grace, which we do ask for. We ask for in prayer. We're a praying family. That really is a huge strength. And sometimes it's difficult because the dynamic is mom sometimes. So I think the guys are doing great. I can't call them kids; they're all adults. But I think they're all doing great because there is very much a mutual respect and admiration, which I'm so thrilled about. I'm sorry about that. I don't really.
That's okay. That's okay. We're talking with Debbie Sledge of Sister Sledge, one of the greatest all-women, all-female groups of all time. But now they've added some men. Debbie's son. Now, Debbie, sons, you look amazing. You haven't aged a bit.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
You
very
look,
kind.
I thought you got to be somebody's daughter, in the man.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm going to try to live up to at least getting some energy in this body. Yeah, I do feel it, but I'm going to fight against that. I'm determined.
Well, this is your first Capital Fourth show, right?
It is the very first. We're very excited. Yes.
Well, hopefully they'll invite you back. I know Carol and her crew work very hard to put together the lineup of talent every year, and I've not missed a single one. Barry Manilow, Neil Diamond, Aretha Franklin, I saw. I've been watching for a long, long time, and it's broadcasting on PBS. I'm not really sure if there's a stream. I'll find that out. I'll let everybody know. I don't know if there's a live stream. Certainly on the PBS website, you can go back and watch the concert if you're not lucky enough to watch it live, but it is worth checking out because it's a great show, and Sister Sledge will make it a great show.
Oh, well, we're extremely excited. We're gonna, give our all.
is legendary? Who created that word? I like that.
Legendary is the second generation Sister Sledge, which is, me and my adult kids.
Your children. They're always children, no matter how old they are.
They're always going to be.
They're always your babies. They can be in their 40s. They're your babies. They're always going to be your babies.
Yeah.
But that's great.
They're so talented. They're extremely talented, and I'm very excited for them.
Now, you put out your first new single in about 20 years, a couple of years ago, called Free.
Yes.
So tell me more about new music coming up from Sister Sledge.
We are in the studio whenever we can get in there. We have great writers among us. And yes, we're working on now a Christmas project, just, which should be coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we released a song called Free, which was written by a collaboration among us. And we're extremely excited about that song. So you'll be hearing more about that and also some other projects that we're now working on.
Baby, let me tell you how free.
Have you ever thought of a solo record?
I actually, we are also working on solo projects because each person is so different. They have different styles. So you hear a little bit of a collaboration in our song called Free, but there's so much diversity among us. So we're going to come out with a very unique sound. Camille is working on an album. She has an album called Streetlights. Streetlights, what's it called? I know it's Streetlights, okay? One of the songs. And she's working on several albums, actually.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and throw my head back and throw my hands up and
then there's Thaddeus, who has his own music, which is beautiful. Every time I hear any of their projects they're working on, I'm very, very excited. It's very good.
Well, I always ask performers when they join me on the show the same question, so I'm going to pose it to you. Name three people you'd like to collaborate with. You'd like to either sing or have produce or whatever, either dead or alive. It can be either one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I would really like to collaborate with George Benson, who is here in Phoenix. I think he's one of the royals.
Yeah, jazz guitarist extraordinaire.
Yes. Yes. And I'm actually working on jazz projects. I actually have a few solo jazz albums out.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's really, really something I love doing also. There are some great producers that I'd love to work with. I'm not going to say those names because
you don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. We're going to work on that. And then let's see. There are so many. Oh, we just had the privilege of working with Chaka Khan in England at Blenheim Palace, and that was tremendous. I would love to do something with Chaka, and also Nile.
Nile
Nile,
Rodgers, yeah.
the Sheik organization, yeah.
Yes, you have done so, you did so many performances in so many places. You've performed for queens and kings and presidents, and it's all amazing. And we're excited that you're coming here to DC, as I mentioned, for the Capitol 4th show on PBS, 4th of July, America's big birthday celebration with fireworks and great music. Sister Sledge, one of the acts who will be performing for the show. What does disco mean to you?
Disco means freedom to just dance like nobody's watching or everybody's watching, and just to be free, just to let go, just dance all your cares away.
And it was amazing to be, I'm sure, a part of a movement, a sound generation, as it was in the 70s and the 80s. You know, I mean, you created that sound where Saturday Night Fever came out. It was about disco and everything was, you know, Donna Summer was on the top of the charts. It was just a great time for music. It really was.
Yes, it is a wonderful movement that it's going to keep going, even though, there are so many different genres, but this one is one that brings joy, I think.
Yeah, Dua Lipa has said that she was her last album was disco inspired. So she said that. So that's
Awesome.
wonderful. Debbie Sledge, thank you so much for being with us today. Before you go, I wanted to ask you if you have any statements you'd like to make, if you want to send a shout out to the troops, if you want to say hello to all of our worldwide global viewers who are watching and listening, since this will be on the radio as well.
Oh,
We would
yes.
love to give you the stage.
I'd like to express my deepest appreciation and gratitude to all of our servicemen. I want to celebrate the freedom of our country because of them, because of their service and commitment and sacrifice. And I just want to say we celebrate you.
That's lovely. That's lovely. God is good. And that, and then, you know, God
Thank
is good. God is great. And thank you so much for being on the show and for doing this for us. Don't be a stranger. When you put out your next projects, we'd like to have you back on so we can update the worldwide fans.
you.
And I appreciate you being on. Sister Sledge are one of the performing acts coming up on the 4th of July, America's big 248th birthday. And we don't look a day older than 247, but that's all right. We're going to be 248. And this is an interesting year, too, because it's a presidential election year. So we're going to have a lot of fun and be dancing it up and singing with Smokey Robinson, Sister Sledge, and all of the great acts that are going to be on the show. So make sure you tune it in. Thank you so much for watching. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London for VOA TV.